Well, Saskatoon Berries Academy. You guys haven't even played a game yet. Already you've got an academy. Where does this come from?
I think it's just the growth of what we want and where we want to be. I think there was a need for it in the city. Well, obviously, with the big club, with the WCBL, we wanted something that we can help grow and try and create homegrown players in. And this was another piece of it. So, you know, Joe and I had lots of conversation about it. Obviously, Mark was involved with it and wanted to make sure we had all our ducks in a row before we kind of announced this and went forward with it. And the response tonight shows how people are excited about it.
So. Yeah. It looked like there's, 60, 65, 70 people here, so that's a great turnout. Something that's necessary because there's a lot of communities in the WCBL, especially in southern Alberta, that have these sorts of things not too terribly far away.
Absolutely, and I think it is a community thing for sure, and I think this is just another piece to what we really hope is going to be a very successful group with the Berries.
Okay. Basically, for a young man, and it can be under 15, under 18 from what I'm looking at, it becomes like baseball becomes their life to a large degree.
Yeah, and I think the thing is we've seen this in hockey with the sports schools and kids going to school in the morning, hockey in the afternoon, and then having their evenings to study and do that. And, you know, the Flex program allows us to do that. And I think for us, the biggest thing is we've seen it work with the Blades and how they do their schooling, how it works. I know my personal self, my son went there and he got better grades than I thought he ever would. But he was also able to follow his passion. And that's what this is about, is allowing kids to follow their passion, what they love to do. And if it's baseball and they want to come here, then we're ready for them.
And of course, baseball, if it is baseball, you generally get, because it's passion, you get a success rate. You don't see kids deciding, screw it, I don't want to do this anymore.
Exactly, and I think that's where everyone in Saskatchewan has done a great job growing the game of baseball. We've seen the numbers rise. I know talking to John Povey from Sask Minor Baseball here, the numbers are equaling hockey for registrants. So that's exciting, and hopefully we can be a part of that growth.
What do you think it says about the need and appetite for elite-level baseball in Saskatoon, not only at the collegiate level with the players coming in this summer, but also a sustained framework for younger players that they can jump up each level while playing at that level?
Yeah, I think the city itself and on its own is showing how many guys are playing down south right now. And I think it's important that, you know, we can be a part of that, but also help grow that, right? And collegiate level baseball, there's lots of guys playing. And it was crazy when we actually got into the nuts and bolts of it to realize and see how many there was. We want to continue what they've done, and I think we can do that through this academy.
More than anything, what were you hoping parents took away from this?
Just to understand what we're about. I think with the Blades and the Rush, we do a great job in the community and what we are about. And this is just an addition to it. You know, when we announced the WCBL Club of the Berries, a little bit different with college players coming back, this is more community driven. And having the opportunity to, you know, have young athletes grow. And again, it's about passion. And I think we can do a really good job at helping them get to wherever they want to get to, whether that's collegiate baseball, maybe they just really enjoy it and want to have a good life, and we can teach them some life skills along the way.
Launching this alongside the collegiate program, is the hope that a couple of years down the road, once this is established and the team is starting to have that foothold in the community, that you're going to see players that started out in this program then play at the collegiate level?
Absolutely. That's our hope and goal. I hope we can get as many players from this city, province, whoever comes here to this academy and grow them into the WCBL club. That is the main goal.
Good. That's great.
Thanks, guys.